We continue the shir in Likutei Halachos. Chosh Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Seidus, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Yud. V'ze Eidus Hashem Ne'emono Machkim Aspesi. Rav Nelson Zal says, based on what we're learning till now, we can understand this famous pasuk in chapter 19 in Tehillim, where it says that the witnesses of Hashem are trustworthy and they enlighten a fool. Again, the witnesses is the Torah. Hainu, what this means to tell us is, mi shemesim lev, a person who studies this carefully, she'edus Hashem, shehi ha-Torah, ne'emona, and realizes that the witnesses of Hashem are trustworthy. What is this? Meaning the Torah, Eidus Hashem Shehi HaTorah, is trustworthy. Bevadai shekol ne'emona bevadai, is definitely trustworthy. Shekol dvorecho ne'emonim, every word in the Torah we can trust. Ayidei zeh machkim aspesi. Through this, even a fool, even a person who's not intelligent, will become smart. Meaning, the fool we're talking about here is a person who sinned and allowed himself to be seduced into the materialistic desires of this world. And therefore he drifted off the path. He wandered away from Hashem. Such a person will definitely get the brains that he needs, the intelligence that he needs, to return to the truth from wherever he's at, no matter how far he drifted away. By the person believing and trusting the witnesses of Hashem, meaning Shehi HaTorah, which is the Torah, Shenitno Bishnei Luchais, which was Bishnei Luchais Soedus, which was given to us in the form of two tablets of testimony, these two witnesses, B'Yom Kippur, given to us on Yom Kippur, Sheoz Nigmar Haderech L'Tshuva She'osa Moshe. That's when the path of Tshuva, which Moshe Rabbeinu prepared, was completed. And that path is a path Shemoidia Umeid Shemalchusai Bakoil Mashallah, which enlightens us and testifies to the fact that Hashem's kingdom rules everywhere. Bechinas Imesak Shomaim Vatsiya Sholineko. Whether a person's on the biggest Aliyah or the biggest Yerida, wherever it is, Hashem is there. Sheze Bechinas Shnei Eidim Shemegalim Huemis. This is similar to the concept of two witnesses who come to court to reveal the truth. Sheze bechinas ha-Torah, bechinas shnei luchos ha-Eidus kanal. Vayidei zeh ha-Torah, shehi Eidus Hashem ne'emono, and through the Torah, which is was given to us in the form of these two trustworthy witnesses, machkim aspesi, even the biggest fool who allowed himself to be taken in by the evil inclination, by the Yetzer Hara, and to do all kinds of silly, foolish things, even that person will be able to be helped. Ki kol hapsoim sheba'olam, because all the fools of the world, shehem hamispatim achar yitzram chas v'sholom, who allow themselves to be seduced and taken in by their Yetzer, by the Yetzer Hara, yecholim lischakeim, have the ability to wake up and to become smart, by realizing at all times she'adayin Hashem itom, that Hashem is still with them, ubevada yesh gam lohem derech unesiv eich lo shuv lemes, and even they have a path to be able to, by which to be able to return to Hashem, no matter where they're at. Gamato, even now that they've drifted so far away, ki haderech she'osa Moshe, because the path which Moshe Rabbeinu created for us, bechinas hanoisein bayom derech, whereby he showed us that even in the ocean, even in the most tumultuous place where there's all kinds of waves and people sometimes go far down, even there, there's a derech, there's a path, hu derech u'maslul u'nesiv emes gam lohem. The path which Moshe Rabbeinu prepared applies even to those people who have been taken in by their Yetzirah. No matter how far people have drifted away from Hashem, that path can apply to anybody. The path of tshuva, which Moshe Rabbeinu prepared. Ubilvad, on condition, sheya'aminu be'edus ha-Torah, that these people will believe in the testimony of the Torah, shemeido al kol zeh, which testifies to everything we've spoken about here. It testifies to the fact that a person, no matter how far up or down, can always reconnect with Hashem. Shebevadai yesh lo ne'emonus. And the Torah definitely is worthy and deserving of being trusted by us. We can trust what it says. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Eidus Hashem ne'emona. The testimony of Hashem, the Torah, is trustworthy. If it says that anybody has the ability to do tshuva, no matter how far up or down they've gone, we can trust that completely. So in this paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal explained and expounded on this pasuk, Eidus Hashem ne'emono machkim aspesi, showing that if a person will be willing to trust the Torah, to trust the tzaddikim, then no matter how foolish they've acted, and no matter how steeped they are in foolishness, they'll be able to be taken out of it. Now, Rav Nosson Zal goes to a different pasuk and a Gemara that expounds on this pasuk, and he's going to clarify it for us also. Paragraph Yud Aleph. And based on what we're learning here, we'll understand the famous pasuk where it says, Ve'o'idoli edim ne'emonim. I take for myself two trustworthy witnesses, Es Uriah veZechariah, the two prophets, Uriah and Zechariah. Now the Gemara tells us these two prophets lived in two completely different times. And they were talking about they were on different wavelengths. So what does this pasuk mean that I will take these two witnesses, these two prophets as my witnesses? Our rabbis tell us, Uriah Simon leZechariah, that the prophet Uriah Hanavi and what he stood for, what he represented, is a proof, is a sign for us that what Zechariah Hanavi said will also come true. Meaning, this is discussed in the Gemara at the end of Makkos, all the way, the last page of Makkos, I believe it is. The Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva and his friends were in Yerushalayim, and they came to the site where the Beis HaMikdash formerly stood, and they saw animals, they saw foxes walking, trampling in the place where the Holy of Holies used to be. So the other rabbis started crying, and Rabbi Akiva smiled. So they asked him, what are you smiling about? He said, what are you crying about? They said, we're crying about the fact that this place, which was so holy, where the greatest rabbis were not allowed to enter into there. It was only one individual, the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, was only permitted one day a year on Yom Kippur to go in there, and look at it now. The animals are walking in there. So he said, I'm smiling about the same thing, because there were two prophets, the prophet Uriah, who said that there's going to come a time when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed and animals will walk there, etc. And there was another prophet that said that after the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed, Hashem is going to reconsider when he's going to see the Jews repent and do tshuva. Hashem is going to give us back. He's going to rebuild it. So until I saw the first, and the Jews are going to have major glory, etc. So until I saw Uriah's prophet fulfilled, until I saw the Beis HaMikdash destroyed, I could have had my doubts maybe about what Zechariah Hanavi said. But now that I saw that part one was fulfilled, that the Churban happened, and the prophecy of Uriah was fulfilled, I'm completely confident that we're going to get to see the prophecy of Zechariah Hanavi fulfilled also. So now Rav Moshe Zal explains. Vam Rabbi Seinu, our rabbis tell us about this. Uriah Simon Lizcharya. Ki Uriah Hisnabe Veheid Alachurban. The prophet Uriah testified and prophesied about the fact that there's going to come a time when the Beis Hamikdash is going to be destroyed. Uzecharya, whereas the prophet Zechariah Navi, Al Hagula, he forecasted and prophesied and testified that there's going to come a time when the Jews are going to be taken out of Golos and Hashem is going to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash. V'abinyan Beis Hamikdash. Ukishetiru nevuas Uriah Niskayim. And when we see that the prophecy of Uriah was fulfilled, Shenechrav HaBeis Hamikdash, that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Ta'aminu, then we can believe and utetzapu and hope sheyiskayim edus nevoi Zechariah, that the testimony and prophecy of Zechariah will also be fulfilled. Sheyachzor v'yibona Beis Hamikdash, that Hashem is going to return and he's going to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash. This is what the Gemara tells us. Rav Nosson Zal always tries to bring the Gemara to life for us today. Many people learn Gemara and they read it as something that was written thousands of years ago about events that took place thousands of years ago to teach people of thousands of years ago lessons. But the word Torah means to teach. Hoyroh means to teach. Every single story, every detail that's mentioned in any part of the Torah has to have a message in it for us. So Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh remez l'chol adam b'chol mokom shehu." This incident in the Gemara is a message for every single person, no matter where he's at, no matter what level the person is on. Ki kol echot mi Yisrael kifi masov kein oivar olav b'chinas golus v'churban beis hamikdash. Because every single Jew, based on their actions, based on their deeds, experiences golos. They experience rejection from Hashem, being thrown out, and they experience the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Dahainu golos hanefesh. Even if the person is still living in their house, and even if the person is in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, still, they're experiencing a golos hanefesh. The soul is experiencing exile. Al yedei maisim roim chas v'shalom. As a result of the sins that the person did, the brilliant light that their soul is supposed to be radiating has become dim. And it's like a 25-watt light bulb. It's like a 10-watt light bulb instead of a 10-billion-watt light bulb. Shehu b'chinas churban beis hamikdash. This is the concept of each and every individual Jew's churban beis hamikdash. Ki kol mi she'ein boideya ke'ilu nechrav beis hamikdash b'yomav. Because the Gemara says in Brachas, any person whose brain isn't really functioning properly, it's as if the Beis Hamikdash were destroyed in their time. It's as if they have no... Because what was the Beis Hamikdash? He was a generator of das, of light. Ki mitzion teitze soira. That's where the highest level body of learning, the Sanhedrin Agdoila was in the Beis Hamikdash, pumping out das on the highest level. So when a Jew's das is at a peak, then the Gemara says it's as if the Beis Hamikdash were built during his time. And when a Jew's das is low, we know the Gemara says anytime a person's committing sins, it means he lost his mind. He became nuts. He became crazy. So it means he experienced his personal churban beis hamikdash. Ulehefech, and the reverse is also true. Kefi ma shemesakein masov v'zoicha l'tshuva, to the degree that a person improves his ways, to the degree that a person puts himself on the right path and he's doing the right thing and he's zoicha t'tshuva, kein meir olav b'chinas binyan beis hamikdash. That person is experiencing his own personal building of the Beis Hamikdash, b'chinas geulas hanefesh, where his soul is experiencing its redemption. Shezeh ikar hageula, and that's the real redemption. Bechinas, as the Baal Shem, as the Pasuk says, Korva el nafshi ge'ola, kimuva b'shem ha-Baal Shem Tov zechet tzarev kodesh levracha. When we talk about redemption, we talk about Moshiach coming, it's on two levels. There's the general redemption, there's the Geula of Klal Yisrael, and there's the individual Geula that each and every single Jew will experience, being taken out of his narishkeit, out of his foolishness and lunacy and craziness, and coming to a place of true das, coming to a place of true recognition of Hashem and connection to Hashem. U'kemayishom Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says, kol mi sheyesh boideya, any person who has real das, ke'ilu nivne beis hamikdash b'yomov. It's as if the beis hamikdash was already built during his time. V'al kein, and therefore, kisheroye ha'odom oirech golus nafshoi v'churbonoi. When a person sees the long exile that his soul is going through, how he's going through such a long period of a downer, of being far from Hashem, of not doing the right thing, of not being able to get it together, not being able to be solidly loyal to Hashem. Ad shenista mimenu keitz geulas nafshoi, to the point where it looks to him as if there's no end in sight. He doesn't see any possibility of getting out of this mess, of getting out of this downer. Just like the entire Jewish people, at times it looks to us as if there's no end in sight. Moshiach, what Moshiach? Where Moshiach? Gula, where? How in the world is it possibly going to happen when we're in exile for thousands of years and it's not getting better, it's getting worse? The assimilation is getting stronger. Many things are getting even worse. Bebechinas keitz haploys, as the pasuk says, the end, which is way above us, it's way beyond us. We don't see an end in sight. Kamo shetzoyek hanovi, as the prophet cries out, admosai keitz haploys. How long are we going to be waiting for this end that's so far away from us? So you have it on a general level, applying to Klal Yisrael, and you have each and every single individual Jew going through this downer, these downs and everything, and not seeing an end in sight. Avol tzorich losum leliboy kol hanal. However, a person has to focus on what we just learned in that Gemara, about the two prophecies, about the two sons. Shebevadai Hashem Yisporach imoy gamato. Number one, that Hashem is definitely with you, even now. Even when you're in your lowest place, you're in tumah, you're crazy, you're doing sins every day. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, va'atzio shoil, that even when I find myself setting my bed in shoil, in the lowest level of tumah, hineko, Hashem, you're right there with me. And if a person knows that and believes that, bevadai tovoi geulas hanefesh, then that person's geula, that person's, the redemption of that person's soul will definitely happen. Shehu b'chinas binyan beis hamikdash, which is the building of the beis hamikdash. Kitzrichin leida ulahamin, because a Jew must realize and believe, shekemoi sheyecholin lekalkel, just like I have the ability to make a mess, to do sins, to cause all kinds of damage and destruction, kein yecholin lesakein, I also have the ability to fix, to correct. Kemo she'omar Admor Zal, like Rabbeinu Zal said, kemo she'kosu b'mokom acher, and as we elaborate on this in other places, the Adaraba, and not only that, it's not even a 50-50 kind of thing. It's not just like this, so too that. It's not like that. Mida toiva maruba, because Hashem's kindness far, far exceeds his harshness. The good side of Hashem is not equal to the bad side. It's a billion times bigger. Ki soif kol soif, because in the end, all of us are going to do tshuva, and the Beis Hamikdash is going to be rebuilt. כמו שהבטיחונו כמה נביאים וצדיקים. As many prophets and tzaddikim have promised us. כמו שכוסוב, as the pasuk says, אחר יושובו בני ישראל. That after all of this garbage, after all of this junk, after all the sins and after all of that, the Jews are going to return. וכסיב, and the pasuk says, ועשיסי אס אשר בחוקי תלכו. Hashem says, I'm going to make things happen so that you are going to follow my Torah. ועשירויסי לב אבן, and I'm going to remove your heart of stone, and I'm going to replace it with a heart of flesh. וכן בפסוקים הרבה, and so too we find this in many פסוקים throughout the Torah. Hashem promising us that we're not always going to be far, far distant from him. We're not always going to be down. There's going to come a time when we're going to come back up. Mikol shkein ribui hayudim vahavtochoi shezhirunu hatzadikei emes. And besides what's written in the Torah, we have the thousands of promises that the great tzaddikim throughout all the generations have given us. She'ein shum yiyush ba'olam klal. That there's no such thing as game over. There's no such thing as can't fix, it's finished, forget about it. Ukama Shekosov, as the pasuk says at the end of Eicha, Toiv v'yochil v'dumam l'tshuas Hashem. It's very good for a person to wait quietly, silently, waiting for the salvation of Hashem, knowing that it's definitely going to happen. V'hoikar, the most important thing is, Sheyamin behoedim haneemonim, for a Jew to have faith in the true witnesses, in those who really who know about Hashem the most and testify about Hashem. Sheheim hanaviim vahatzadikei emes. This refers to our prophets and the true tzaddikim throughout all the generations. Hamechazkim umezorzim oisonu al kol zeh, who are constantly giving us encouragement and motivating us regarding all of this. Shehein bechinas edim ne'emonim anal. They are these true, trustworthy witnesses that we mentioned earlier. Bechinas Uriah u'Zechariah. They're the two prophets who show us the bad side, the negative, and the positive. K'moishen eskayim divrei Uriah v'nechra beis hamikdash. So that just as the prophecy of Uriah was fulfilled, and the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Kain bevada yiskaimu divrei Zechariah. So too will definitely be fulfilled the prophecy of Zechariah Novi, v'yachzor v'yibona Beis Hamikdash. And the Beis Hamikdash is going to come back. It's going to be rebuilt again. U'kemoikein b'chol odom. And this applies also to each individual Jew. Shekemoi sheyochoi ligram b'masav la'akei binyan Beis Hamikdash. Just like each and every one of us has the ability through our actions to block, to prevent the Beis HaMikdash from being built chas v'shalom, shenechshav ke'ilu hichrivoy, where the Gemara says, if the Beis HaMikdash wasn't rebuilt yesterday, then it's as if we personally destroyed it. Any person during whose time the Beis HaMikdash isn't rebuilt, the implication is that if the Beis HaMikdash were standing, Hashem would burn it down. He would destroy it again. Kain bevadai, so too, definitely, yesh tikva, there is hope, sheyachzor v'yivneyu, that Hashem will come back and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, al yedei tikun masov. If I choose to change my, to improve my ways, to start doing the right thing, ki bevadai soif kol soif yistaken hakol, because one thing is for sure, in the end, everything is going to be fixed. V'yitakein gam nafshoi, and Hashem is also going to repair my soul. V'yoshuv el Hashem, and I am going to return to Hashem. V'rachameyo, and Hashem is going to have pity on me. V'hoikar, but one of the main things that can make that happen is al yidei bechinas edus Hashem ne'emona, through this, the two witnesses, the two trustworthy witnesses of Hashem, bechinas shnei edim ne'emonim, shein bechinas shtei nekudei senal. The two witnesses are the realization that there's Yerida and Aliyah. There's night, the pasuk says in creation, Vayerev, Vayvoiker, Yoim Echod. That a complete cycle is darkness, then there's light. It doesn't finish, even though it gets dark, and then it gets darker, and then it gets even darker. That doesn't mean game over. That doesn't mean this is it. It's going to stop there. It means that if you wait a little longer, it's going to start getting light and lighter and lighter. Shezeh Iker Hoemes. This is the real truth. Shemeir Meroish Atsoif, which shines from Aleph to Tuf. The word Emes goes from Aleph to Tuf, from beginning to end. Shetzorich Losum Liboy El Nekuda So Emes Tomid Bechol Yoim Ubechol Eis Ubechol Sho Ubechol Mokam Shehu. And every single Jew has to focus on this Emes, every day, every moment, wherever you're at, to always realize that there's the two. There's Aliyah Yerida. And I have to figure out where I am right now. And depending on where, from wherever I am, I have the ability to connect Hashem. If I'm an Aliyah, I can connect Hashem. If I'm in a Yerida, I can connect Hashem. If I'm in total darkness, I can connect Hashem. From that's these two witnesses. That's the Emes, the real Emes. Hashem is called Emes. And MS goes from Aleph to Tov, from top to bottom. No exclusions. Everybody is included in that. Paragraph Yud Beis. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes into a discussion on the topic of Rosh Hashanah a little more, which we touched on earlier. Vezehu, and this is what the Pasuk says, Eidoisecho Nemnu Moid, your witnesses are very trustworthy. Leveischa, Noava Kodesh, regarding your home, your Beis Hamikdash, the center of your holiness, Hashem Lo'erech Yomim, Hashem forever. Ukama Shepirush Rashi, as Rashi Kodesh explains the Pasuk, Vezel Shoina, and these are the words of Rashi on that Pasuk in Tehillim. Eidoisecha, your witnesses, Hashem, Sheheidu vehivtichu, your testimony, Sheheidu vehivtichu nevi'echa, which your prophets have testified and promised throughout the generations, Leveischa, regarding your home, regarding the Beis Hamikdash, Shehu Navo Kodesh, which is the center of holiness, Nemnu Leveischa Moed, they are very trustworthy regarding your house, Ula Erech Yomim, and forever. We wait for them. We wait to see their test, their prophecy fulfilled. V'afal pi she'orchu hayomim, and even though a lot of time is going by, days and months and years, ne'monim heim la'Hashem oid, they are very trustworthy to Hashem. We have complete confidence in these witnesses, these prophets, that they knew what they were talking about, they know what they're talking about, they are loyal to Hashem, and we will definitely see their prophecy fulfilled. Ad kan l'shoinai. This is Rashi's commentary on that pasuk. Vezehu eidoisecho. And this is again why the pasuk uses a plural wording. Your witnesses. Eidoisecho daika b'chinas shnei eidim ne'monim. B'chinas eidus Hashem ne'mono. Shemechaskim umezarzim es Yisrael, lekavois uletzapois liyeshua tomid. The tzaddikim, the prophets, are always giving us encouragement and motivating us to hope for Hashem, no matter where we're at, whether things are going well or the opposite. Kimalchusoi bakoil mashallah, because Hashem is ruling everywhere, whether the Jews are in a high position or whether we seem to be way, way down. Elu ho'edus heimnemnu moed leveis chonavo kodesh. And these witnesses, this testimony, this awareness of the aliyas and yeridas, that there are going to be these ups and downs, this is what guarantees us that we're going to have the Beis Hamikdash back. Shebevada yibone, the Beis Mish will definitely be rebuilt. Afal pi shemis orchin hayomim, even though loyrech yomim, even though a lot of time is going by, thousands of years are going by. Ukemoikein bevadai yoshuv hadas lecholechod mi Yisrael, and so too each and every individual Jew will have his own binyan beis hamikdash, meaning that even though today he's crazy, today he's doing all kinds of bad things, committing sins, and he doesn't want to learn, and he doesn't want to pray. And he doesn't, even though today he's without das, he's a choser deya, the person has to believe that it's not going to stay like this the whole time, that the das is going to come back, that if I believe in Hashem, if I believe that there are ups and downs, and that even when a person is down, he can still connect to Hashem, then the das will return. To those who believe was in this, umetzapim li shua tomen, to those who are always hopeful, they never give up, they never give up hope. Shehu b'chinas binyan beis hamikdash. This is the whole concept of building the beis hamikdash. That's one explanation. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, another explanation regarding this pasuk is, gam, in addition, the words Hashem lo'orech yomim marames al Rosh Hashanah. Those last three words in the pasuk are alluding to the holiday of Rosh Hashanah, shenikra oirech yomim, which is called a long holiday. We know that for those who live in Chutz Loretz, they have a lot of long holidays. Every holiday is a long holiday. 2 days and 3 days. But for those who live in Eretz Yisrael, the holidays are bim bam, in and out. Pesach, one night, one day, and it's over. Shavuos, one day, everything is one day, except Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is called, where even people living in Eretz Yisrael, it's a two-day holiday. It's called Yoima Arichta, one long day. It's a double day. Ki Yoima Arichta Ninhu, as the Gemara says. And as Rabbeinu Zal mentions this, in the first chapter in the second half of Likutei Moran, the Torah, Tikkun Memsholah. So what is this all about? Ki kol hanal, because everything we discussed earlier, nistaken beyoser b'Rosh Hashanah. Everything we spoke about Aliyas and Yeridas, all of this gets its greatest tikkun on Rosh Hashanah. She'oz nivro ha'olam, because on Rosh Hashanah is when the world was created. Which world? Shehu Adam v'Chava. That's the day on which Adam and Chava, man, was created, which is the essence of creation. V'hoyu tzrichin lachzor v'lichloel b'chinas shaloi k'seder b'chinas k'seder. And their mission, the mission of Adam and Chava, was to take the world and plug it back into Hashem. In the beginning, before creation, there was only Hashem. After creation, there were two. There was Hashem and the Bria. And the mission of Adam and Chava was to take the Bria and turn it around and plug it back into Hashem totally. And if they would have done that properly, everything would have had its tikkun. V'ayin mize b'dvareinu b'hilchis netila sedayim shachris halacha gimel, ayin sham. Rav Nosson Zal says, take a look back in the beginning of Likutei Halachos. In Hilchis netila sedayim shachris, chapter 3, there Rav Nosson Zal expounds on this tremendously. So Adam and Chava had the opportunity to take the whole creation, which is a bechina of sheloi keseder, compared to Hashem, and plug it into keseder. Achim chotu, however, unfortunately, they sinned. Eim chotu oz. They sinned at that time. V'nifgam v'niskalkel kol ho'ilam. And the entire world got messed up, became defective. V'nase ha'koil sheloi keseder. And everything went into complete disorder. In the beginning, man was supposed to live permanently. Suddenly there's life and death and sickness and pain and suffering. And the Torah says there also that as a result of eating from the Eitz HaDa'as, Hashem said, you're going to plant apples and thorns are going to grow. Everything, koitz v'dardar tatzmiach loch. You're going to plant all kinds, everything is going to be wacko, upside down, out of order. You're going to have to struggle to earn a living, pain and suffering in pregnancy. All of those things are all examples of shaloi keseder. Ach Hashem yisporach chomal aleim. However, despite all of this, Hashem had pity on them. V'hoiro derech tshuva la'odom oz ba'oise ayoim. And Hashem showed Adam Arishain the possibility to do tshuva on that day. V'hischil lehistakein. And on that day, he started fixing. Things started being repaired. Aval ikra tikun srichin Yisroel asik b'chol shana me rosh shana ad shmini atzeres kimuva. However, the main repair for the damage that was done by eating from Eitz Hadas is something that Klal Yisrael is involved in working at every single year from Rosh Hashanah through Shmini Atzeres, as is brought in the writings of the Arizal. The Arizal shows how every single year from Rosh Hashanah through Shmini Atzeres, all the different mitzvahs and holidays we go through are all about repairing the pigam of the Eitz Hadas. Ki b'roish Hashanah misyagim at tzadiki emes lahamshich derech hatshuv anal shos amoshek v'kanal. Because on Rosh Hashanah is when the great tzaddikim try to encourage all the Jews to come to shul, to come back, to return, to embark on the path of tshuva that Moshe Rabbeinu prescribed for us. Eidoisecho nemnu moed, as we said before, that this the Torah is trustworthy. When the Torah says everybody can come back, everybody can do tshuva. Bechinas eidus emes shel haTorah, the true testimony of the Torah, shehu bechinas derech haTshuva now, which is the path of tshuva. Zoi so eidus hamitiyos bechinas derech haTshuva nizgale u'meir beyoseh b'Rosh Hashanah. That testimony, that path of tshuva, is revealed and shines most brightly on Rosh Hashanah, which is when we kick off the 10 days of tshuva. That's when we start the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Hashem le'oirech yomim, Hashem on the long days, Shehu Rosh Hashanah. That's a code word for Rosh Hashanah, Shehu Yoyim Arichta, which is called the long day, the long holiday. She'oz oiskim hatzadikim lahamtik adinim. That's when the great tzadikim are involved in removing, eliminating all the judgments, all the harshness that's been decreed against us. Hanechozim b'chinas shaloika seder, which are the result of the shaloika seder, are a result of the defect, the damage that was done. V'lichloil hakoil b'chinas keseder, and to bring everything back in order, to put everything back in order, to remove the disorder and turn it back into seder. V'akoil al yedei derech hatshuva nal. And how is this all to be accomplished? Through the path of tshuva that we mentioned before, of the emes, from top to bottom, being connected to Hashem on all levels. Shemaschil lohoyer beyoyser b'rosh Hashanah. This path of tshuva shines most brightly on Rosh Hashanah, Shehu Yoim Rishon La'Aseres Yimei Tshuva, which is the opening day of the 10 days of tshuva. She'oz Choytrin Hatzadikim Legalos Derech Hanal Boilam. That's when all the great tzadikim are involved in digging out this path in the world. Shaydeze Yistakin Hakol, through which everything can be fixed. Everything can be repaired. Paragraph Yud Gimel. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to clarify the topic of Rosh Hashanah. V'zeh b'chinas Rosh Hashanah shehu b'rosh chodesh. With this we'll understand the significance of the fact that the holiday of Rosh Hashanah comes out on the first day of the month, Rosh Chodesh. Ki yodua, because it's known, She Rosh Hashanah v'Rosh Chodesh hein b'chinas chama u'levana, that Rosh Hashanah is associated with the sun, the year is the solar revolution, and the month is the lunar revolution. The month is guided by the moon, the year is guided by the sun. Ki hashonim nimnim l'chama v'hachadoshim l'levana. The sun, the days of the sun are counted, the year is counting by the sun, the 365 days of the solar year, and the moon, the months, are counting the lunar cycle. Kamuvez is broad. V'chama ulevona heim b'chinas keseder v'shaloi keseder. And the sun and the moon represent order and disorder. Why? Because the pasuk says, ki shemesh Yodam avoyoy. The sun knows its path. The sun has Seder. Every year, It has the same amount of days, no changes. It's Seder, it's in perfect order. Avol yoreach lo yodam avoyoy. But the Pasuk says the moon is loike Seder. The moon, we never know. Is it going to be 29 days? Is it going to be 30 days? We never know. It's a moving target, the moon. Kipomim shubo baruka, upomim shubo b'ktzora. The moon sometimes comes longer, sometimes shorter. K'moshom Rabbi Senusal, as the Gemara says. Ze b'china shaloike seder. So the moon represents this concept of shaloike seder. Seder means when everything is in its place. Everything is perfect in its place. Perfect order. Shaloike seder means when it's a table is shaloike seder, the table is shaky. Sometimes it's up, sometimes it's down. Sometimes it's longer, sometimes it's shorter. So we see now that the sun and the moon represent keseder and shaloike seder. V'chol avodaseinu tamid hu lemalois pegimas halavono kiyadua. And our efforts in this world are all about repairing the moon, repairing the defectiveness of the moon, the shaloike seder of the moon. Shenase al yedei kitrug hayareach. And how did the moon become defective? As a result of the fact that the moon complained. The moon went and complained, Shamra, Yev Shalashnei Malachim Mishtam Mishkas Rechod. The moon said, I can't share the throne with anybody else. Can't have two kings sharing one crown. Shezeu Bechinas, Shalavona Bechinas, Shaloike Seder, Loi Rotzto Lehiskale El Bahachamo, Bekeser Rechod. This implies that the moon, which is this concept of Shaloike Seder, was not willing to plug into the sun, to become one with the sun, to share one crown. But rather, the moon wanted to have its own independent crown. I'm ruling. I don't want to share my chair with anybody else. And as a result of the fact that the moon wanted to be melech, that caused Hashem to shrink the light of the moon, to lower the moon, and the moon became defective, and everything became shaloike seder. Ki kishenechlak bechinas levona, bechinas malchus, mi bechinas chamo, shu bechinas keseder, because Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likut Imran, chapter 82, which this halach is based on, that when we separate the Malchus, which is the moon, which is Shaloike Seder, from the sun, which is Keseder, Azai Nase HaKoyel Shaloike Seder. Then everything becomes messy. Then it becomes one big mess, one big Shaloike Seder. Va'onu Tzrichin L'Sakein Zois. And it's our mission, it's our job to correct this, to fix this. V'zeh Soid Kiddush HaChodesh. This is the whole concept of Kiddush Levana that we do every month, that we say special prayers. Number one, we go looking for the moon. We try to have the sighting of the moon, the moment it's visible. And in addition to that, there's special prayers and blessings that we say for the moon, which is all about Lemalois Pegima Salavana. It's all about repairing the damage that was caused to the moon. Kedei Sheyuchlal Bechina Shaloike Seder, the Bechinas Keseder, in order to allow for the moon to plug into the sun, the Shaloi Keseder, to plug into the Keseder, Shehu Tikkun HaKoel. That represents perfection, complete Tikkun, everything being in perfect order. Ve'ikra Tikkun Oiskin Barash Hashana. And which is the most important day of the year that we're involved in this repairing of the moon, repairing of it? On Rosh Hashanah. She'oz nichlolim shneim yachad. Because Rosh Hashanah is the day when the sun and the moon come together. Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh. She'im b'chinas chamo levana, which are the sun and the moon. B'chinas keseder v'sheloi keseder. She'nichlolim yachad. This is when they both merge together. She'zeh ikar hatikun. This is the main tikun. V'zeh tzrichen b'yoyser, b'rosh Hashanah, And this is required. And the timing, why is it specifically Rosh Hashanah? Because it's needed most on Rosh Hashanah. She'oz Nivra Olam, because Rosh Hashanah is the birthday of Adam Rishon, and Rosh Hashanah is when he blew it, when he messed everything up, when everything went into a total mess. So that's the day when we want to correct this problem. We want to fix the Sheloi Keseder by plugging it back into the Keseder. V'alkein, Rosh Hashanah B'Rosh Chodesh V'Kanal. And that's the reason why this holiday of Rosh Hashanah comes out specifically on Rosh Chodesh. And that's why, how did the rabbis know when the new moon, when the moon was starting up again? They needed two witnesses. Two witnesses had to come to say, we saw the moon. And all the laws about sighting the moon and about interrogating the witnesses, all of these laws are all found in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah is the Gemara that deals with all of these laws. V'hakoil bekavona meduyekes. Person would say, why don't we have to have a Gemara Rosh Chodesh? Why do we have it in Rosh Hashanah? Because Rosh Hashanah is the repair for Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Hashanah is the tikkun for all the Rosh Chodeshes. Everything is bekavona, but everything is with specific intent by Hashem. Bevadai, most definitely. Lahoiro is to show us shekol soid kiddush hachodesh al pi shnei edim nemonim, that the whole secret about two trustworthy witnesses coming and saying, we saw the moon, and this is the whole concept of the tikkun for the moon, is ikroi nasa b'Rosh Hashanah. The day on which it really gets repaired, the day on which it achieves the greatest tikkun is on Rosh Hashanah. She'oz nichlolim Rosh Hashanah v'Rosh Chodesh. That's when these two come together, the sun and the moon, Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh. Shehein b'chinas chamo levano, which are the sun and the moon, yachad. That's when they become united. Paragraph Yudalid. V'zeh b'chinas tiku b'chodesh shofar b'kese l'yoyim chageinu. The pasuk says, blow the shofar on Rosh Chodesh b'kese l'yoyim chageinu. When it's covered up, when the moon is covered up, on Rosh Chodesh you hardly see the moon. L'yoyim chageinu, on the day of our holiday. Shehu Rosh Hashanah. This refers to Rosh Hashanah. Shehu chag shahalavono miskaseboy. That's one of the only holidays when the moon is invisible, just about. Because on Pesach, full moon. On Sukkot, full moon. They're on the 15th of the month. Most of the holidays, you see a big piece of the moon. As the Gemara tells us, Ki koivin yoim Rosh Hashanah b'Rosh Chodesh. Because we always establish Rosh Hashanah on Rosh Chodesh. She'oz halavona miskaseh. That's when the moon hides itself. What is hiding? To humble oneself. He's hidden. He doesn't show off. He doesn't show himself. Ki huoz betachlis hamiyut. Because the moon at that point is at its smallest point. Vooz mascheles lehismalos. And that's when it's starting to develop again. Shekol zemarames al ikar hatikun. All of this alludes to the main tikkun of the world, which is lehikolel b'chinas sheloi keseder b'chinas keseder. It's all about taking the disorder and plugging it into order. Shehu daiko al yedei shemagiyin letachles amiyut. And how is that accomplished? By a person humbling themselves. We know, we said that sins are sheloi keseder. When a person commits a lot of sins, what's the main tikkun? The Gemara says that a person who did sins, umizbayesh bo, he feels embarrassed and ashamed of what he did, moichnan loy kol avaynoysof, all of his sins are forgiven. That's the main tikkun, is the humility. When the person feels like nothing, he feels very truly humble. Dahaynu shemematen umaktinen atzmon, umeshabrim hagadlis betachlis. This means when we lower ourselves and we break the gaiva to the highest degree, through through this, we plug into Seder. And this is accomplished most on the holiday of Rosh Hashanah. Vizehu, this is why the Pasuk continues, Ki choik li Yisrael hu, the Pasuk starts, Tiku b'choide shofar, b'kesel yom chagenu, Ki choik li Yisrael hu, mishpot l'lekei Yaakov. Yaakov, remember, represents emes, titein emes li Yaakov. Ki oz, b'Rosh Hashanah, tzrichin lishpoit v'lodun eskol boi oylam. Because on Rosh Hashanah is when all those that walk the earth are judged. And what judgment is all about is judging us for the things we did wrong, for the Shaloika Seder, where we were not beseder. This is based on all the wrong things, all the wrongs that are perpetrated in the world. Shekulam hein b'china sheloike seder. They are all examples of people misbehaving. She'enam isnagim k'seder horoi, where people are not conducting themselves with the proper seder. Shaydeze misnag hoilam sheloike seder. And because people are misbehaving, that causes the world to be conducted in a form of sheloike seder. U'b'Rosh Hashanah donim v'shoiftim al zeh. And Rosh Hashanah is the day when we're judged for all of this. Hakol kidei sheyachzor hakol k'seder. And what's all of this judgment about? It's all about us returning, coming back to Seder, getting out of Shaloi k'seder and coming back to k'seder. V'alkein nismach achar zemiyad. And that's why in Tehillim, right after this pasuk, tiku b'choyde shofar ki choyk l'esor, right after that it says, Eidus bihiyoy seif somoy. Witnesses, testimony was placed by Yosef. Yosef merames al klal Yisrael, shenekroim al shem Yosef. In this particular pasuk, Yosef represents the Jewish nation, who are referred to sometimes under the umbrella term Yosef. K'mo shom Rabbi says, as the Gemara says, umuva bepirush Rashi, as Rashi Kodesh says, we know we have the pasuk, Yosef Hashem Aleichem V'Aleichem V'Albanechem. May Hashem increase us and our children. So the word Yosef is used there also regarding Klal Yisrael. Ki Rosh Hashanah Hu Bechinas Eidus Bihi Yosef. Shehem Klal Yisrael. Bechinas Eidus Hashem Ne'emona. Bechinas Eidosecho Ne'emnu Moed. Because Rosh Hashanah represents these witnesses, this testimony. Testifying to the fact that everything is going to be repaired. Everything's going to be fixed through tshuva. And specifically through the path of tshuva, she'osa Moshe, which Moshe Rabbeinu prepared for us. Which the true tzaddikim are involved every year on Rosh Hashanah in digging out that path and showing that path to Klal Yisrael. This is why David HaMelech cries out, Al titneini benefesh tzoroi, Hashem, do not give me over to my enemies. Ki komu vi eidei sheker vifei achomos. Because all kinds of false witnesses are standing up against me. Because the Yetzahara and all of his cohorts are all referred to by this term, Eidei Sheker, false witnesses, liars. Because the whole power of the Yetzahara is based on Sheker, like we learned earlier when we spoke about the snake, remember? His whole methodology was lying, lie after lie after lie. Which is the opposite of the two trustworthy witnesses. Shem b'chinas klal ha-Torah, which symbolizes the entire Torah. B'chinas shnei luchai so'edus, the two tablets of testimony. Shehim mazkirin u'mezarz nesodom b'chol pam l'val yisiyai sh'atzmin arachmim, which are constantly reminding us and motivating us and inspiring us not to give up, not to give up, not to lose hope for Hashem's kindness. כי בשביל זה ניתנו שתי לוחי סיידס ביום הכיפורים, שווי עשרות סיין. רב נוסף says, now you'll understand why Hashem gave the Torah, he gave these two tablets on Yom Kippur, which is the ultimate day when Hashem allows himself to be appeased. That anybody who did any sin and all the sins, this is the day of forgiveness. Yoim Slicha u'mechila, Yoim Achroin Shel Harboim Yoim, the final day of the 40 days. Hamaschil and Mielu, which start from Rosh Chodesh Elul, Shebohem Osa Moshe Derech Tshuva, during which Moshe Rabbeinu carved out this path of Tshuva. V'yom HaKippurim Hu Iker HaGmar, and Yom Kippur is the grand finale. Shebohem Nisratza Hashem Yisparach LaMoshe B'Simcha. That's when Hashem allowed himself to be appeased, and he was happy about it. V'omar Lo, he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Solachti, I forgive. Shehiskim imoy, Hashem agreed with Moshe Rabbeinu, Sheyenigmar Derech Kvusha L'Tshuva, that the path of Tshuva works, that it really does work, that these 40 days which Moshe Rabbeinu used for Tshuva, that it works. And this is what set the tone for Hashem being willing to forgive the Jews for all of our sins every single year on this day, on Yom Kippur. Because this, the Gemara makes perfectly clear, that Yom Kippur only works for people who do tshuva. If a person repents, Yom Kippur works. If not, then he's showing he don't believe in it. It's a game. It's baloney. V'al kein bevadai me'achar she'Hashem Yisborach nisratze l'moyshe limcha l'biyom ha'kippur ha'mvonis Yisrael b'chol shana v'shana. And therefore, once we know that Hashem agreed to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Hashem agreed that every single year this will be a day of forgiveness, Yom Kippur, bevadai ha'hechrech, then this must be something that helps the Jewish people to do tshuva. Kedei she'imchalem, so that Hashem should forgive us. V'alkein be'emes Yom HaKippurim moyel b'chol ha'bechinais. And this is why the truth is, the fact is, that Yom Kippur helps on all levels. Ki hu yom slicha u'mechila, it's the day of forgiveness. It's the completion of the 40 days. Shebohem nase derech nal tshuva, during which Moshe Rabbeinu prescribed the path of tshuva. V'alkei nitnu oz daika shnei luchos eidus. And that's why these two tablets were given on that day, shemichana shnei edim ne'monim, which are these two trustworthy witnesses, hameitnu Yisrael amitas tuva v'chaz diasporach, which remind us and educate us about Hashem's true goodness and kindness, shehu sheichin itonu tomid, that Hashem is always with us, even when we're in the mud. V'yaminoi pshuta tomid lozreinu lo shuv l'kravenu elav, and Hashem's right hand is always extended to help us return to Him, to bring us close. Rak onu tzrichin losum libeinu lozeh. However, we have to tune into this. We have to plug into this. Ulahamin bozeh b'choleis. We have to believe in this. That's our part. Our part is to believe in it and to try to connect with this. We'll hold it over here for now.